I'll say 18. Oh, love these reels.
Hey?
I love these reels. You know these ones?
Oh.
Yeah. Climbing in these reels, great.
Love it.
It's always a great word, noise.
Okay.
Thursday Thunder.
Yeah, it is. The 18th of January, 2024. How are we doing, Kimmo? How are you doing today?
Yeah, all right.
Good.
I was on my walk this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I contemplate when I'm on my walk.
Yes, you do. You do your innermost thinking there. Yeah.
All right. And I realise that this is my 29th year.
It is. 29th year in business in total.
As Australian Muscle.
Australian Muscle, yes. Other than that, you've been your own boss for.
The actual date will be in June 1st.
Oh, that's quite soon.
Well.
In terms of it, yeah. June goes by. It'll be June before we know it.
Yeah, 29.
Yeah.
So, and I was just thinking through everything that has happened.
Mm-hmm. You've got a list.
No, yeah, I'm sure you have a list. But look, we've said the story a number of times, but quickly I was just thinking, like, so we took over the business.
Mm-hmm.
I had, even though I was running in my own business as a carpenter, I wasn't really, to going into a retail thing was totally different.
Yeah.
So we took over this business and I had all sorts of dreams and aspirations. Now, it was an existing business that I took over.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was a customer there.
Funny how that stuff works.
I used to shop there.
Yeah.
And then for the first 3 years, it took about two to three weeks in, I realised that the books really had been cooked big time.
How much?
And when you buy any business, you're going to have to expect that the books are manipulated a little bit.
Yeah.
In favour of the business.
Of course.
Now, back then, in 1995, it was a lot easier to do than now.
Yeah.
Now it's totally different because you've got all your business accounting, everything pretty much goes straight through the tax department.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was totally different. So it took about 2 to 3 weeks, and I realised, this is nothing near what they said the books were going
to be. Something 2000.
And then I realised, within a month, I realised that, okay, that's not the case. I'm also stuck in a lease that is way too expensive in a property that's way too big.
Okay.
So I had 3 years of that.
Of just constant stress.
Well, yeah. Well, it was, yeah. I had to sell both my cars, my wife's car and my car, and then buy like little shit boxes.
Yep.
And because we had to use that money to live on because the business really wasn't sustaining any sort of... wasn't able to enjoy any sort of business income. And you hear everyone carries on how for the first few years we didn't withdraw an income and everything, and that's fine. But that was what I was obviously planning on doing.
Yeah.
You know. So after 3 years, my lease was up, and then I was able to move the business into a smaller premise with a lot more manageable lease, and we slowly started clawing our way back.
Yeah.
And that took a number of years, you know, to get everything back on track and to build a business up. So even though I took over an existing business, in the end I realized that I have to start basically from scratch.
Yeah.
And back then there was the internet was only in its infancy.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember signing up to the internet and you had the dial-up, you know, I don't know if you remember.
I'm 32, so
did you experience dial-up internet?
I experienced dial-up internet. I also experienced where you would purchase a certain amount of time on said internet, where like you'd get 2 hours of usage.
Yeah,
and you'd do that.
There was all that.
Yeah,
sort of stuff.
I remember going through a YouTube video where it was 5 minutes, but it took 20 minutes to load.
Yeah.
I remember like, get off the phone, you know.
Yeah, downloading any sort of program was just forget about it. Or then you do it like at just before you went to bed, and hopefully the next night before you went to bed, your 2 megabytes.
You can 2 megabytes
of program.
You can finally view that brand new wallpaper you were downloading. Yeah, that's right. Good times.
Yeah. And obviously social media was non-existent. Even the internet was in its infancy, so there wasn't that much stuff around, you know. But as we went along, I embraced all of that. So then we started, this is the 24th year of ICN.
Damn, all right.
Yeah. So that obviously started under the IMDA banner.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much for the first, I'd say 5 or 6 years, I lost a shitload of money. Well, the first contest I did, we had 15 competitors.
Yeah.
You know, second contest, but back then we were only running once a year. You know, second contest, I think we went up to maybe doubled it to 30. And then it just slowly built up.
Yeah.
You know, and again, that was maybe 5 or 6 years or even maybe longer before that started to break even, whereas I was starting to get a return on my investment. You know, so yeah, that's 24 years.
Yeah.
And I think this year is 11 years of the gym.
It's 11 years of the gym.
Yeah.
So you would say that through the years of business, you built up some sort of resilience, in a way.
Well, yeah. After 29 years, you have to
have
a lot of resilience. But hang on, I'll just quickly digress. So we got the gym, and it was pretty much when the first direct debits came in, I realised that the gym numbers had been fudged.
Yeah.
As in the membership numbers.
Yeah. The
And if you buy a gym, it's actually very easy. You could very easily fudge it. You can create into just about every gym software, you can create fake members.
Oh, easily. I remember when I
you know, you could just create as many fake members as you want and then turn around and print out, oh yeah, we got 375 members.
I remember I deleted close to 130. Fake memberships,
right.
Yeah? And I was just like, yeah, so.
That's right.
Mm.
So, and that, the gym then took a number of years to break even, to build up to a point where it was breaking even, and then COVID came. The gym actually came to the point where I thought, okay, it's actually a little bit, I'm taking
screenshots.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. 07 Brisbane. Well, that's a legitimate call.
You definitely know that's a telemarketer.
That's right.
My God, they're really ramping up this year.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So, then COVID hit.
Mm.
And that just put everything on the back burner. And we literally, again, you had to suspend all memberships.
Yep.
And I think when we came back, I think maybe half of our direct debit members came back.
It went, yeah, when we came back from, about half.
Because we didn't just automatically, a lot of gyms just automatically reinstated every debit.
Yeah.
We actually asked our members that you come back here and once we see that you want to it would basically rejoin you.
Yeah. We would click you back on your arm.
That's right.
Yep.
It's not as if we just turned everyone back on, because half of those people didn't come back. And I didn't want to just start debiting people.
Yeah, that's
and they had no intention of coming back.
That's going to lead to more dramas in the future.
Yeah.
That was likely the case.
Yeah. So yeah, that, and now after COVID, what are we, 4 years after COVID, pretty much?
5 this year.
Yeah. It's the gym is sort of starting to come back to pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was interesting. I was just thinking all of these things, but you're right. What you said in business, that you must have resilience.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go, you said like 3 years to break even or even starting when the first shop, you know, 3 years of pushing shit up a hill is hard.
Yeah, and it's still, when we moved to the new location, it's not as if I started making money.
No.
It still took a few years to start going. But, you know, the biggest hurdle there was I was paying rent for basically 2 shops.
Mm.
You know? And that's a huge impost on any business. You know, in every business, unless you own the building, your rent is
Your biggest overhead.
Is your biggest overhead, pretty much.
You know, buy a building. All right.
Well, then if you buy a building, you're going to get all the other
council rates, water rates.
Yeah, so, yeah. But don't forget, as a, if you're a lessee and you're renting any building,
mm-hmm.
you're still paying for those overheads. You're still paying for council rates. You're still paying for water rates. They're all part of your lease. They're either included in your lease payment, or then they're marked as you get bills for outgoings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're fine.
So, in the end, the landlord really doesn't pay for anything.
Definitely not.
The tenants pay for everything.
Definitely not air conditioners.
that was interesting. I was just contemplating that. It was a, there were some tough times. And any business, even now, you can't take the foot off the gas at all.
Yeah.
You know, if it's most probably more so now than it was back then. You know, back then when I started in 95, I was basically the second supplement store in the country. There was two standalone supplement stores in the country. Mm. One in Sydney, and then there was us, and that was it. But I could see that this is something that's going to build up to something pretty big.
Of course.
It's even like back then, there was maybe 12 gyms in Adelaide. And that's right, like being serious, there was, you could count the number of gyms, commercial gyms in Adelaide on two hands, basically.
If you had 12 fingers.
Yeah. Now there's 12 gyms within
5 meters of you.
Within 5 kilometers of our location.
Yeah, right? There is actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, if you put a 5 kilometer circle around us and mark all the gyms, God.
Yeah. It's a lot. There's three, there's just within like a kilometer. There's Para Hills in time, and there's the BFT. And then down that way is the Fitness Factory. Mm. You know, there's heaps.
There's heaps. So yeah, back then there would have been, 15 to 20 max in all of Adelaide.
Mm.
So yeah. Anyway, it was interesting contemplation.
I can imagine. Next year's 30 then.
Next year will be 30 years. Yeah.
New shirt.
And it is testament to any business owner, because what they do say that, it's like over 50% of businesses fail in the first year.
Sorry about that. Mm. Much like
incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same statistics are sort of like the same as marriages, really.
Yeah.
Marriage and business go hand in hand. You know, 50-50 they're gonna fail in the first year.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think he gets...
Well, speaking of marriage, I've been married for over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, that even these days is an anomaly.
It is. And I... Yeah. No. Congratulations.
And man, being resilient through that too. I'm sorry, Jimmy. No, I'm joking.
Retract.
But it, everything takes resilience. Business, marriage, everything. You know, and I think... The problem these days is that in all endeavors like that, even marriage, people give up way too early.
Mm.
You know, you're going to have shitty times. You just got to work through it. Same in business. You're going to have shitty times. You're going to have good times.
Yep.
You have to work through it. You've got to be resilient. You've got to plan well. I think that's as well.
Yep.
And don't spend your money willy-nilly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was an odd one from left field. I wasn't expecting that last one.
No, well, I've seen businesses fail because people get a business and then they think that gives them an excuse to spend money on everything, you know? One good case is a person that I knew quite well bought a business, straight away leased like 2 cars, I think 3 cars, you know? And just started spending money because they thought, okay, well, they're all taxed in part, they're all refunds and everything, but they're not. To get any sort of tax offset, you need to spend more money than the offset is. Yeah. Just because you buy a $30,000 car, you're not going to get $30,000 back. The people don't understand that. And the same with, I'm going to spend all this money on new laptops and all this stuff. Well, you don't get all of that money. You get a percentage of the depreciation back.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get everything back. You know, if that was the case, governments would go broke. The country would go broke. Yeah. Government's job, like everyone else, it's a business to run and they have to make money.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right, moving on.
Moving on.
And the reason I spoke so much about that sort of crap is that there's not too much in the way of what's happening new in the store. Most companies in the last week or so have only just reopened.
Getting the emails now.
Yeah, so they've only been back open basically for a week. So one thing is that is we've basically got stocks of everything back in store now, you know. So all the companies are open, we've been able to reorder, we've been able to restock. Now some of the things that we obviously did a big EHP Labs restock, and they've got some new flavors. So in the Oxy Shred, there's a strawberry margarita.
And I can hardly say about it, really. It's just a strawberry margarita Oxy Shred. It's one of, what, 15?
Still the number one selling product in its genre.
It has to be.
Well, it is.
Yeah, of course.
And it has been for years.
How many flavors does it make it now? Close to 20? There has to be. There's a lot.
There's not 20, but there would be 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Yeah. But still, like I said, still the number one product in the genre of fat metabolization, speeding up your metabolism, etc. Has been for years, and every company comes up with a new product, and they come and tell us that this is just as good as OxyShred, if not better. But OxyShred keeps outselling everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Nothing bad to say about it.
No.
Nope.
And in their range of amino acids, so your branched chains, the essential amino acid formula, there's also a mango.
New mango flavor. Now, the Beyond One, these aren't as sweet as the other ones I found, but this can be done in one or two scoop serve. Two scoop, very, very sweet. I don't know how the mango is going to taste with this one. Obviously, I haven't tried it yet. But my presumption will be with most of the HP Lab stuff, it's pretty bang on. I know OxyShred comes in a mango.
Yes.
So
has for a while.
I'm assuming it's probably the same sort of flavor profile. So
it'll be the same flavor profile, but obviously the ingredients are going to change the flavor.
Yes, of course.
You know, so, but I'm sure it'll be delicious.
And that is available now.
That's available now. Yes. So $59.95 for the aminos.
Yep. And
$79.95. And that price has pretty much been locked in for years.
Yeah.
So kudos to EHP Labs. They've pretty much locked that price in. It's been no price rises, which is really good. Now, the other one that's starting to be really popular with us is the Macromike almond protein. Now, we were doing the peanut proteins.
Yeah.
We had a lot of demand for the almond range.
Yes.
And the almond range is most probably starting to outsell the peanut range. But we've got a new few new flavors in that. So we've got the chocolate hazelnut, salted caramel, and choc honeycomb.
Perfect.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a plant-based alternative, look at that, you're totally.
I know.
If you're looking for a plant-based alternative to your protein powders, I really like the Macromike range. I like the nut proteins.
I like the almond protein. I like the almond proteins more than the peanut protein.
That's sort of shown a testament to how popular they're starting to be in store as well. The most popular flavor in this range is the vanilla buttermilk.
I tried it. It's good. The buttercream?
I haven't even tried it yet, but everyone just says that it is.
If you go to the shop, you should get it for yourself.
I'll have to try it.
Really good. Highly recommend.
So that's expanded on the range now, and they are all available in store. And I've just spilled my drink. So $74.95 for, it's a kilo, isn't it?
It is a kilo.
Oh, 800 grams.
800 grams, 20 serves, 25 grams of protein, 23 grams of protein. But yeah, flavor-wise, they're all incredible.
That's it?
Yes.
Anything to add?
I've got nothing.
Oh, we've got our season, ICN season launches on Sunday.
Yes.
So the ICN Get Stage Ready seminar, which is just a seminar on everything to do with competing ICN, all the divisions, all the criteria, judging guidelines. We've got judges on hand, we've got the tanners, we've got the videographers, we've got some photographers. Everyone is there just to answer your questions. On the upcoming ICN contest, which we are now 13 and a bit weeks out.
Yep.
But this is not just if you are competing in season A. Anybody who's thinking of competing in ICN is welcome to come along. It's free. It's at the Energetic Capacity at Smart Road, St. Agnes. If you just go onto the ICN social media pages, you'll find all the details there. So that's this Sunday at 1 p.m. So it's always an exciting time. It's what I call the official launch of the season.
Yep.
We'll announce when our posing classes start, everything like that starts. So that's on this Sunday, 1 p.m. and energetic capacity. What else has been happening?
It's quiet.
Too much happening.
January's quiet.
Yep.
February's, as of next week, I think we'll have more to talk about. I think.
Well, there's always new stuff happening.
There is.
And a few of the companies have all told us that they've got a number of new SKUs being released this year. So as soon as anything like that happens, we're sure to keep you all up to breast on that. That's it. Thanks, guys.
This smells like watermelon.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. As per normal, this episode is brought to you by Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle The Gym and Australian Muscle Online.
With free Australia delivery.
Thanks, everyone, for your support. It's been a great start. We're heading for a record month online.
Yep.
Very busy. Good. Thank you, everyone, and we will catch you all next week. Bye.
Slowly.